kind of heard how it went. And he actually played catch with Dalton, so both of them played catch. But we're still waiting for the doctor to come back in town, though, on Dalton's second opinion.
So you're there, just like fully shutting Dalton down
for throwing. He played catch today. That's solid.
Looks like Piscotty was putting in some work too out there.
Yeah, he's out there right now. He's doing some stuff on the field in terms of running and some plyometric stuff today.
You see, Boat hit a home run.
He did.
Yeah.
He caught five innings.
Yeah.
Blocked the ball. Beat out a double play ball, mm-hmm. and came out of the game after five feeling good. Well, that's a good sign. He's on tap today, depending on how he recovers to play first base possibly.
Staying with the rotation as is?
We are. We are going to stay in turn. And then after that next off day, decide on whether we make a move.
How's Kevin Smith?
Good. He's in the lineup today. Again, those type of contusions, he's probably going to still be a little bit sore, but he's back in the lineup and able to play.
What was knee that he still?
Knee.
My team wrote an article about how Kevin Smith's defense is kind of slept on. What have you liked from him, defensive-wise?
Well, I think Kevin, if you look at the new data, he's rated as one of the better outs above average defenders at third base, which is a credit to what he's done work-wise, the work he's put in with Eric Martins, since the start of spring training.
What about from the eye test, just watching him?
Oh, he looks good. Mm-hmm. He looks comfortable. His actions are more in line with a third baseman's actions. Originally, we talked about his actions being more conducive to short, but he's taken a third, and I like his footwork and his angles over there now. So.
What about from a transitional standpoint? Would it be, I don't want to use the term easier, but from short to third as opposed to third to short?
I'm not sure. I mean, the ball gets on you at third faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe a little bit more of a reactionary position, but not ever playing on that side of the diamond. I wouldn't be fair to kind of assess what transition is easier.
Scott
down
for Sean and Jed also.
Yeah. Both those guys are, been grinding. And, again, we've been in a good stretch, a good run. And with tomorrow's day off, it's best to get them, 2 days.
Is there any, the Jed is the day game after that game season off, or basically
I didn't even look at that. I know Verlander probably, there's not a lot of guys that have good numbers against Verlander. The reason he's still pitching at 38. But for Jed, the recoveries, it is tough. These day games at 12:35, the turnaround times are really short. And I know what it feels like as a 37, 38-year-old to still be grinding, still be playing. And, Jed's done a great job for us. Big part of our success, and giving him today is just in my mind the best for Friday.
Yeah, basically today, obviously, but what do you think of Verlander coming back from the Tommy John at this stage?
He's been impressive. He's definitely put the work in, he's had success so far. I think the only thing you think about is, it's still early, and how long can you continue to, pitch at this level, coming off of that type of surgery. So.
Did you have any at-bats against him that stand out?
I had plenty of at-bats, and I don't remember any that stand out. Let's move on that one. We don't want to look up the numbers. I don't think they're very good, Jen. Especially in the playoffs. So.
You remember some other, this guy's chasing greatness. He's chasing immortality. On your 17 years, who are some of the pitchers that you faced that you knew that guy was even above and beyond some of the tough pitchers that you faced from time to time?
You mean like Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox, Randy Johnson, Edgar Martinez, we keep Curt Schilling, we keep going.
Yeah.
quite a few of them are in the Hall of Fame right now. And I do have homers on, I think, all of them. So, but they probably own me in the total. Curt Schilling was, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame, he was a competitor, a battler, and the guy that I had the most at-bats in my career against. So I think I totaled 98 at-bats this year.
Is it possible to even have a more heightened sense of a plate appearance against that oak of a pitcher?
I don't think it's a heightened sense. I think it's a, I better go to battle here, and if I have a good day, it's going to be probably 1-for-3 with a walk.
Broken bat.
Well, I don't know about the broken bat, but if that broken bat's a hit, then that a good soldier. But, you know, we have to work counts. I mean, you know, take advantage of our opportunities.
You have followed Jose Altuve as an opponent for all of his career. What are some of the things you admire most of him as a hitter, Altuve?
His ability to put the bat on the baseball wherever it's thrown. It could be at the helmet, and he can hit it out to left. So he's got probably one of the best bat-to-ball skills of any hitter, especially in the game right now.
Just to finish Howard Bryant's biography on Ricky Henderson, which is just getting released. If you dropped Ricky in his prime into today, how much does he run?
I mean, I think, I'm not 100% sure on who you would compare Ricky to right now in the game.
Yeah. Is there, even before he said it, it's almost like all the things that he did on base percentage, OPS, he was almost like ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time. And when I got to play with him in 01 with the Padres, when he broke the runs record that year, to watch him take a pitch and to know that it was a ball and it could be a quarter of an inch off the plate, and he was right. That was a special skill, special talent. You know, so he knew the strike zone, I think, better than people gave him credit.
You ran noisy on it, assuming the punch. Is that confirmation of your ability that you had with the running game this year? It's been, an exceptional success rate.
I mean, we do a lot of homework. We do a lot of count prep. In that situation, I'm confident. If there's a fastball thrown, that Posh is going to put it in play. He's done a good job at the fastball, putting it in play on the ground. If it's a breaking ball, the times he got to the plate, I'm confident that Sheldon can get the second. And in that situation, for me, the risk is worth the reward. And getting a runner in scoring position there with one out was the goal, which we accomplished. Obviously, it's a slider down the way out of the zone, and like the ability to take that pitch, but a 3-2 count is probably more difficult than what it looks.
Why is he showing the ability to run even on lefties this year too? He's made underrated based on that.
I just think that there's times when teams don't pay attention that we can take advantage of. We have enough speed, but I don't think we have elite speed on this team.
Blazers.
What's your prediction for the panel? Warriors and how many games?
Six.
Six? Wow. So you get these Celtics a little bit, brother.
Oh, yeah. Celtics are going to be a tough team. Clay's going to take over game 6 again, right?